In Louisville today, doctors say a man in his mid-50s is doing as well as can be expected following a pioneering operation. On Monday, surgeons replaced the man's failing heart with a 2-pound pump made of plastic and titanium. Doctors say the man was suffering from kidney failure and diabetes and had had multiple heart attacks. It's the first time a human has received a permanent heart replacement that fits entirely within the body. If this new artificial heart works, it will raise some difficult questions, NPR's Richard Knox reports.
If the artificial heart is the equivalent of a moonshot, this is Mission Control.
We're in a special room which we call a remote monitoring room for the AbioCore. And what you're seeing here are 10 monitors.
David Letterman is standing in a computer-crammed room north of Boston. He's founder and CEO of a company called Abiomed. It spent 19 years and $60 million to develop the first totally implantable artificial heart. Its brand name is AbioCore.
The pressures, the flows, the bit rates, the temperatures, and we'll be able to, from here, remotely, be able to tell how well the AbioCores are doing.
Letterman showed off Mission Control a few weeks ago before the AbioCore was actually implanted in a patient. Right now, Abiomed personnel are glued to these computer screens, tracking the new heart's performance in Louisville. Letterman, who is trained as an aeronautical engineer, likes the moonshot analogy.
Biology is far more complex than physics, and therefore, to make an artificial heart is more complex than to land a man on the moon.
It's been nearly 16 years since scientists and surgeons last attempted to sustain life with an artificial heart. Back then, the devices required a bulky external power supply, and they gave rise to blood clots. All four patients who got those hearts died after suffering unmanageable side effects.
I think that the pioneering trials that took place in the 80s were both very important to the promotion of this field and the eventual development of a viable artificial heart, and at the same time they were a disadvantage.
Letterman says the downside was a disappointment that has taken years to dispel. He worries that public attitudes could sour again if expectations are set too high. But it's not clear what Abiomed's expectations are. In April, Letterman warned that the company doesn't expect the first patients to live beyond 60 days. Later, he said he hopes some of the first patients will live 6 months. George Annis is an ethicist at Boston University. He agrees with Letterman that expectations this time should be modest, but it's not too soon, Annis says, to begin thinking about the questions that will come up if the Abiomed heart is a success.
I think one of the good things, or mixed things, with the artificial heart is that it's going to force us to deal with the issue of rationing.
In other words, Annis says, how much is too much to spend on an artificial heart?
If it's true that there's anywhere near 100,000 individuals a year in the United States who would want an artificial heart, we're talking probably a minimum of $10 billion a year.
More than most new technologies, Annis says, the artificial heart will raise the question, who should get it when millions can't count on basic health care? Richard Knox, NPR News, Boston.